A black dress. Simple, classic, and very sexy. When I put it on, I know the effect it has on you. How it literally takes your breath away. How you can't stop looking at me when I wear it. We can be at a friend's party. We're laughing together, telling stories. And I catch you sneak a glance at me. Your gaze is so intense as you imagine what lies underneath. Could it be my crotchless baby doll? Or my black lace garter belt? The one that goes with my strokings? Or maybe nothing? Of course, the only way you're going to find out is if I bend over for you. So, maybe if we're in a private corner, I'll drop my keys. But it won't be an accident. Oh no, it will be very deliberate. And as I bend down to pick them up, the bottom hem of my dress slides upward. I feel it racing over my curves, my cheeks smooth and round, peeking out at you until you catch a glimpse of soft folds of skin, inviting you, offering the promise of sweet, moist pleasure to come. It's such a beautiful way to tease you. You try to act normal for the rest of the evening, but you can't. Because it's all you can think about. The thing that you can't get rid of your mind. How I'll feel, and what we'll do when you get me home. The fabric of this dress is so light. It caresses me, even just walking across a room. It strokes my skin. When I wear nothing underneath, I feel the material sliding over my breasts, teasing my nipples till they become hard. They're outlined under dress. And if I sit down, I cross my legs. The smooth fabric brushes my thighs. And for a moment, I imagine it's your fingers gliding over the soft skin there, lightly and affectionately. I move my leg a little wider, and I feel my lips open very slightly, so that even if we're surrounded by people, I give a little sigh. And you always hear it. You may be talking in a group on the other side of the room, but somehow your ears are tuned to that special frequency. The one that captures the sound of my desire, so that even the slightest and quietest noise I make rings loudly in your ears, and you start dropping hints about what an early start I have tomorrow, or how hard I'm working. And the funniest is when you yawn. You're pretending to be tired, but to me, it is so fake. You're not sleepy at all, are you, baby? In fact, you're very awake and desperate to get me alone. So we drive home and you talk about neutral things. You think you're being so clever. But I know what's really going on in your head. We walk through the front door and I go to get a glass of water. You follow me and I always know what's coming next. But I like to play dumb, so I'll start talking about the people at the party or what chores I need to do tomorrow. You don't answer. You just walk across the room and kiss me very softly. You tell me how beautiful I look tonight and how lucky you feel that I'm your man. And as you hug me, your arms enfold me, and your hands slide down my body. I lay my head on your chest and close my eyes, waiting for the feel of your touch directly on my skin. Your hands reach my ass, and very slowly, you pull my dress up until my cheeks are fully exposed. It's so erotic in that moment when you expose my ass and discover I'm not wearing panties. You move my head up and kiss me. And murmur, "It's just okay, baby. I love that you do that. That you ask me. That you don't assume." I kiss you back, and my hand finds its way to between your legs, and feel you stiffen. Your firmness tells me how much you want me. So I pull down my zipper, reach inside, and my fingers stroke the warm skin of your shaft, gently teasing your soft pink head. You give a little whimper, a smile up, and I know that you're consumed. Desire for me, and that sweet age between my legs becomes so strong. We cross the floor, still kissing, your hands stroking my ass, stretching my cheeks, pulling them apart until we bump into the dining table. In one swift moment, you turn me around, so my back is to you. You clear the table of any clutter, and you bend me over. My hands grip the edge of the table, so my ass is completely exposed. And your fingers run lightly down my crack. The anticipation is driving me crazy, but you're so careful with me. You want to make quite sure I'm ready for you, Please light a finger very gently in between my pussy lips. Feel the sweet stickiness I make for you. Once you feel my wetness, you move your cock to my entrance. Your head touches my lips as they open to kiss you. They cover your tip in a sweet embrace. And for a moment, the two most sensitive parts of our bodies, your soft, pink cock head, and my slippery, moist pussy lips, collide in such a sweet meeting. I bend over even further, and I move my legs even more apart. I want to be as open as I can for you, as I feel you slip inside. When I bend over for you like this, you feel so tight in me. It's like you feel every centimeter of me, stretching me, filling me, my walls clamping you, squeezing you. Pressing and contracting on you as your strokes slide into me. Oh, baby, I want to come. Please make me come. Oh, baby. Babe, thank you. I love wearing this black dress and what it does to you.